Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy Wednesday. Hope you're having a great week. Thank you for your patience as I took a little time away from talking to Packers fans Monday through Friday right here on Packers Daily. But I'm back after rejuvenating time down there in New Orleans. Jazz Fest was amazing. It always is. Great to be back with you all as a number of things have occurred on the old Packers beat since I've been away. Headline, obviously, Jonathan Gannon is out of witness protection, put in front of a microphone, actually answered questions. Though there was one question that didn't get asked, which I'm a little curious about still. But anyway, there he was talking about 3-4 versus 4-3 and not having a scheme and trying to mold his defense around what his players do best. I mean, that's kind of boilerplate stuff, but it was nice to hear from him, as well as Cam Akord, who I got to admit, didn't know much about him. I obviously have read about his journey as an NFL coach, but I like him in front of a microphone. Now, he's got a lot of work to do to overcome what has traditionally been a very, very downtrodden unit there, talking about special teams in Green Bay, Wisconsin, regardless of coordinator. Has not mattered, but hopefully this is the guy to pull it out of the dung heap and make it at least respectable again. And again, I thought he was very impressive. And you talk about a guy who has clearly absolutely dug in and done research and thought about and looked at numbers of different ways to try and improve how teams can operate on special teams. The man is clearly seeped in information. Now, whether that information is able to be imparted to his charges there in Green Bay, we will see. Along with those two kind of moments, as far as hearing from the coaches, we also had a couple of bits of news while I was gone. First up was Lucas Van Ness's fifth-year option being exercised. Not truly a surprise, I don't think, especially when you consider, yes, it's fully guaranteed, but considering where it will fall on the pay scale for starting edge players in the NFL, I'm not going to say it's a bargain because God knows who, how much he's going to be able to stay on the field, how much his impact is going to be, et cetera. But certainly you compare it to what other edge players are making in the league. And you don't mind coming in at that number, hovering around 14, 15 million. And then the other piece of news, obviously, that I missed while I was gone, we haven't spoken about since it happened, is Tyrod Taylor being signed to back up Jordan Love, a true journeyman, 36, 37, I believe, by the time the season starts. Clearly has started quite a bit in the NFL. Very anxious to see him in LaFleur's offense. I do think, you know, the old adage of you want to be able to get through a stretch with your backup quarterback, 1,000,000,000% Tyrod Taylor provides that for you. I don't doubt for a moment that they will still be able to move the ball. The offense won't completely shut down while he's in there. And I do think where you are with Jordan Love as far as in his career, right? I know Brian Gutekunst talked a couple of years ago about wanting to get back to drafting quarterbacks every year. And clearly that has not been a priority these last couple drafts. I suspect he'll probably continue to kind of look other ways for the conceivable, you know, the next few years in Jordan Love's stretch of a prime here, right? Because at the beginning of the guy's career, yeah, you probably want to draft a bunch of quarterbacks. And at the end of his career, when you're getting ready to turn the page, yeah, you probably want to start drafting some quarterbacks and developing them. But right now, where Jordan Love is, yeah, 1,000,000,000%. You want to make sure that you've got a vet who can come in and keep you afloat as you compete for a championship. And God knows, we have seen the way in the NFL, not just in Green Bay, although certainly that's been the case the last couple of years, your backup quarterback is going to play, almost guaranteed at this point. It is very rare that guys go through 17 games unscathed. So yeah, I think it's the perfect signing. It makes a world of sense. No one is mistaking it for some harbinger of doom or, oh, he's, you know, at the end and he's just taking this spot in Green Bay because it's all that's left, etc. I think it's a very strategic signing, and I think it's a smart signing as well. No question about it. What's going on, everybody? Good to see you all in the comments section. Dennis is here saying hello to everybody. Now we're really back. Chet's here. How are you doing, Chet? Jim, awesome to see the whole gang. Before we get going, you guys know I got to give a shout out to our good friends over at ThetaCare. At ThetaCare Orthopedic Walk-In Care, you have access to expert orthopedic care 7 days a week with no appointment needed. Whether it's a sprain, strain, fracture, or sports injury, their specialists assess and treat your pain quickly so you can return to what matters most. ThetaCare is a proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV. All right, folks, what's going on? How we doing? Jerry, how are you? Thanks for being a Care of the G Club member. If we have a top 10 defense, Gannon should be on the same villain level as Gandolfini from the Zelda series or Ganondorf from the Zelda series. Well, if I was more versed in the Zelda series, I would say that's an excellent comparison. But since I am not, I cannot. But I'm sure you are correct. Oh, what is this? Oh, no. PSG or Arsenal? Give me the bullet. How's that? You know what the worst part is? Get back into town, right? And now I'm looking at, you know, Chelsea just playing out the string. It's the worst time, right? They're terrible to watch. They're terrible to just to anything to engage with at this moment. And what is their next match? Crack-ass at dawn on Saturday playing Liverpool, who are undoubtedly going to whoop up on Chelsea. And I got to deal with hearing from Andy Herman. Not looking forward to that. I will probably sleep in, though. There ain't no way I'm getting up for this Chelsea squad. My God. Joe, thanks for being a Care of the G member and for the super chat. Packers had five games in 2025 where they led by 9+ points and didn't win. They allowed 81 points in the fourth quarter OT in those games. Gannon must put together a defense that finishes games. There is very much truth to that statement. No question about it. Now, it's a symbiotic relationship. And the offense can do things to help in this regard. How many times have we talked about instances where the offense has gone three and out multiple times late in games when you're supposed to be running your 4-minute offense to salt the thing away? You know, it all works together. Now, that does not excuse the thing you're talking about, and you're absolutely correct. But you have to help your defense out as well. Put a drive or two together so they stay fresh, so they can get after the quarterback. You know, that it's never one thing. It all interlocks, right? With that said, you know, you're completely correct that there were multiple instances where the Packers essentially had the game in hand and they could not control the game at the end. And I think that is, yes, on the defense, but it is also on the offense. I mean, the playoff game is a perfect distillation of that, right? Where suddenly in the second half, they couldn't string anything together on offense, allowing the Bears offense multiple opportunities to get back out on the field. 25 points in the fourth quarter, though, is just completely inexcusable. There's zero doubt about that. Grimpy, how are you, man? Nags, when will the NFL schedule come out? Looking forward to seeing our boys at SoFi again here in sunny California. There is no official release date yet. I know there had been rumors or reports about a potential release next week. And then there was another report that they could push that back to the week of May 18th. Ugh. Hey, thanks. I hate it. But yes, we will be here on Cheesehead TV breaking it down when it happens. Don't you worry. Whenever that release schedule, you know, the schedule of the release gets reported, trust me, we'll let you know. I'll be here live when the schedule comes out, breaking it all down each and every year. It's always a good time. What's funny is that we know who they're playing. We know where they're playing. We just don't know when. And that's what a quiver of anticipation, waiting to find out. Jerry, maybe our new fourth quarter strategy is to take a knee. I like it. I mean, punting on second down. That's what they should have done in Chicago. Damn. Mike Witt, how are you, brother? Hey, Nags, welcome back. Hope you had a great time in New Orleans. With Gannon running a 3-4, I have visions of Micah being this era's version of Julius Peppers in a 3-4. Kind of excited to see it. I mean, absolutely. Now, clearly, those are two very different players. Both insanely talented, without question. Both excellent pass rushers. I do think Micah could have an ability to surprise offenses at times by dropping into coverage. I don't think it's going to be often. I would suspect maybe 10 times in the entire season, but it's an element that you could bring to the game with his particular blend of physicality and, more important, athleticism. It wouldn't shock me to see him drop every once in a while. Now, that said, his primary goal and, you know, MO will be rushing the passer, getting upfield and getting to the quarterback. There's zero doubt about that. And as we've discussed multiple times, I know people talk about, oh, they worry about the run defense and Micah in particular. And I think most Packers fans would look back at last year and tell you that he played his ass off against the run at a very, very high level. You know, all that shit we heard last year after the trade from Cowboys fans and from pundits about the run defense and whatever being a negative in his game, I think we can put that to bed after last season. So I am very excited to see him in Gannon's system, and I do think it's going to be exciting to see how many different ways he can be utilized, both as a stand-up rusher, but also kind of various other spots along the front. Jerry, thanks again, man. Just added a signed driver jersey to my office wall collection. I have Love, Rogers, Favre, Star, Sharp, Butler, and Woodson. Any other ideas? Oh, come on. How do you not have Sam Congato? Let's get serious here. I kid. You know me. I always say, just if you got to get a jersey, get a legend. I mean, Gatto kind of is a legend, so that would do well. E4, how you doing, man? Who is the practice squad QB? My German soccer team also has a not having a great year. Come on, World Cup. I know. I am just anxious for the World Cup. That's all I'm living for right now. Practice squad QB. I talked about it with Justice on our latest 53-man roster projection. Make sure you check that out. He has some really great intel and ideas about who this kid or why this kid was probably signed and most likely what his role will be in Green Bay. Make sure you check that out. I get this all the time. Kerry, Nags, best food and drink you had in New Orleans, and where was it? This time around, because, you know, every time I go down there, I try different places. Lots of, you know, my girlfriend is from New Orleans, so she's always bringing me spots that are a little bit off the beaten path. But this time, we actually went someplace where I know a lot of people know it. We went to Jack Rose for dinner, uptown. Usually, we stay downtown. We went downtown on Monday night, but it was excellent. And I will tell you, they have a dessert. They were walking, the waiter's walking around with like cookies and milk. And Sarah said, like, wait, is that like a served dessert? And they not only have these huge chocolate cookies that are amazing and this spiked milk, which is incredible, but they have one of the things they bring out with the cookies and milk is, oh boy, that's a daughter not knowing I'm live, is a whole big spoonful of chocolate chip cookie dough. I mean, you talk about dangerous. And it was so good. Oh my God. Of course, I was like almost asleep afterwards. I also went to a place called Austin's, which is kind of out by the airport. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal spot. Really great steak, seafood, the whole thing. Make sure you check that out if you're ever in that area. And of course, I went to a couple other spots that I always go to. Oh, there was a new bar that I went to that we haven't been to before. Oh, what was it called? Oh, shoot, I can't remember. Something like it's down in the quarter. Called the Horseshoe Plate? No, I can't remember. I'll have Sarah. I'll let you guys know. But always a good time. It ended up at the Dungeon on Monday night. Man, that you talk about my favorite spot in New Orleans. That is my absolute favorite spot. Just outstanding stuff. Mike, thanks again, buddy. Watching some tape on McClellan, I am not saying he's going to be just like this player, but he kind of reminds me of Cullen Jenkins with the way he uses his hands and quickness. I don't think that's unfair. Now, obviously, Cullen was outstanding in Green Bay, and this kid's got a long way to go, but I can see that comparison. I completely understand what you're seeing there. The key, of course, is going to be how quickly he acclimates to the speed and power of the NFL game, especially with offensive linemen that have been doing this since, you know, the earth cooled and are able to take advantage of young pups. But I do think he can be disruptive. I think he's got the ability to be a quick twitch first step through, you know, not just a space eater, not just a big body in the middle, so to speak. I think he can be a bit of a disruptor. He's got the explosiveness. But again, yeah, it's not going to be automatic, right? It's going to take some time. It almost always does along the defensive line. Braden, that's an interesting question. With a new trend of signing veteran players, what is your take with the team's new direction? I think that's a completely fair question slash assessment. I know I've talked about this a bit before, but bears repeating, I think, and I'll probably say it a few more times this offseason. I think this is a clear turning of the page from, okay, we ripped the Band-Aid off when we traded Aaron Rodgers. We went hyper young. I mean, super young. Youngest team in the league 3 years running. Went down just to bare youth on offense in particular. And Brian admitted this was the idea a couple years ago, like let that group grow together. Well, now they've reached the point where they're having to make decisions, right? They have to decide, okay, we're going to let Romeo Doubs walk and we're going to sign Jaden Reed to an extension. Though I heard an interesting rumor the other day that Reed was almost traded, which is interesting. But they made the decision clearly to pay him. Give him that extension, right? And as we talked about, that's a three-year, probably really a two-year deal, you know, to coincide with this window they're in. But that's part of their core, right? They're going to sign Tucker Kraft. They're going to sign, most likely, Christian Watson. These are their core players, right? And now that they have started to determine and find their core, right, they are mixing in some of these vet players like a Zaire Franklin, like a Javon Hargrave, to help them now go get over the hump, right? And you can quibble with it. You can say you disagree with that approach. I completely understand that. That is your prerogative. But it's very obviously the approach the Packers are taking here. This is kind of the next iteration or the next step in their program. And I think it's telling if you see or if you saw John Eric Sullivan's interview down at the owners' meetings, I believe it was, when he was asked about trading away Jalen Waddle, you know, and talking about by the time we get this thing going, he's going to be older and he's going to want to get paid again, etc. You know, that was the Packers' mentality back when they traded Aaron. You know, the idea being we're going to strip it down, we're going to let the core grow, and we're going to delineate. And that's what John Eric Sullivan's doing now in Miami. And much like Brian did when he traded Aaron, he had Jordan. John Eric Sullivan has Malik Willis as his guy. You know, I've seen so much talk about, oh, you know, how are they going to get a read on Malik? They know who Malik Willis is. They watched Malik Willis up close day in and day out for 2 years. They signed him to be their guy long term. He is going to be their quarterback, and they're going to build around him. You're like, but it is going to be very similar to what the Packers just went through. So the Packers didn't just suddenly wake up one day and go, oh, we should start signing 30-year-olds, right? They're in a very different spot in regards to their program, in regards to where their roster is in relation to let's go win a ring. Let's go get over the hump, quote unquote. Now, I know Brian will never admit this publicly because he doesn't believe in windows, but he certainly operates in them. Whether he believes in them or not, he is certainly operating in them. That's all the news that's fit to print on that. Jerry, you are 1,000,000,000% correct. Our Super Bowl defense fell off when Cullen Jenkins left. One of the biggest mistakes they ever made. I mean, obviously things like Nick Collins getting hurt, etc., like those all impact, you know, your ability to get back and win a championship. No question about that. That's something that's out of your control. But controllables, such as not re-signing Cullen Jenkins, that hurts you. That hurts, no doubt about it. Oh God, Mike, what's up, man? The song Loser by Beck came on my radio today. As usual, I was disappointed when it turned out not to be Cheesehead Baby. Go Beck, go. I'm a cheesehead baby. Why don't you kill me? You know what's crazy? Speaking of cheesehead found in pop culture, we sampled The Rain in Blade Runner 2049 for a song that we did for Motel Men. And I swear to God, this is true. If you listen to the soft mix, that's what it's called, of Cuddlebug, and at the end, when the rain is fading out, this is from Blade Runner 2049. We didn't alter it. There's in the background, in like the city kind of atmosphere, there's a female voice just like repeating, like saying things in the background. But and then right at the end, she goes, "Cheesehead." I swear to God, this is true. It's in the movie. This female voice in Blade Runner 2049 says straight up, "Cheesehead." I don't know. Maybe Denis is a Packers fan. I don't know. I do not know. Mike Witt, thanks again, man. Still not sure about our defense without Micah the first month, but I think our offense has the ability to be top five, in my opinion. A healthy Kraft, Watson, Golden, Reed, very excited about the O. I agree with that assessment, and I also agree with your trepidation about the defense, sans Micah. God knows they looked toothless. About the nicest way I can put that, without Micah in there last year. I do think they have the ability to be better than they showed, and Gannon hopefully has something to do with that, but certainly you would hope, yeah, the offense is putting up three or four touchdowns a game, you know, dropping 30, 35, whatever, can help your defense out a little bit. Now, it's going to depend on matchups, who you play, etc., what type of defense is it, blah, blah, blah. That's going to be part of it. But, yeah, hopefully that offense can come out humming. Now, the Tucker Kraft thing is interesting because I do know Brian has talked a couple of different times now about how he's somewhat ahead of schedule, and certainly it helps that he got hurt in the middle of the season. They're expecting him to be ready for early in the season is the quote, I believe. Man, nothing's a given. And nothing's a given that when he hits the field, he's just going to pick up where he left off. And I know no one wants to talk about that or think about it. But damn, if it isn't true that we've seen plenty of guys, and I know it's not the old days, like you can bounce back a lot faster from ACL tears today. I understand that. But there is no given that he shows up and is right back to being Tucker Kraft. It could potentially take a little bit. I'm not saying it's going to take forever. I'm not going to say he's not going to be great, like all pro road again. Like he probably will be. But man, it is awfully hard to imagine that he just comes back and shows up day one, hits the ground, and is right back to his seemingly all pro form. And you probably have to, you know, game plan, adjust accordingly, would be my guess, but we shall see. What else we got here, Full? Oh, Abdul, what's going on, man? Hey, Aaron, LVN or Dayton Jones? Wow. I would probably give the nod to Dayton simply because he stayed on the field more, and never forget his last year in Green Bay, he hit the quarterback more than anybody else on that defense. You know, haven't quite seen that level of pressure from LVN yet, though I do think last year was promising. And I do think, especially towards the end, I thought he put some really good stuff on tape, but he missed so much time, you know. Now, hopefully he puts it all together this year and just wreck shop, right? Especially early without Micah. But I'm definitely wait and see on that. So give me Dayton between those two. I just love that there's a random throw the damn ball in the chat from Soder. I feel you, brother. We've come full circle from run the damn ball to throw the damn ball. Even the old heads now are ready to throw the damn ball. Hopefully Matt LaFleur is too. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack Go.